Greetings to all my listeners in the podcast community. Once again, I'd like to welcome you into your new year, your new season, allowing your every step to be ordered and directed by the Lord. Elevated Vibrations is a spiritual, motivational, educational, and inspirational platform aimed at rectifying love and truth in the midst of hate and dishonesty, all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, through the inspired words of God for the people of God. And I'm your host, Pastor Forrest Cooper Jr. Dear Heavenly Father, we come at you at this time, thanking you once again for another day's journey. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up to be in the midst of your presence one more time. Father God Almighty, we thank you for your abundant love, gentle grace, and tender mercies. We thank you for watching over us all through our midnight hour, waking us up to your glory, to your goodness. Lord, we ask that you continue to use us as living vessels in your ministry to do what thus says the Lord for the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you for the anointing and the appointing. We thank you for providing for us spiritual food for our growth, physical food for the nourishment of our bodies. We thank you for providing us with spiritual sight to see your words, spiritual ears to hear your words, knowledge and wisdom through the Holy Spirit to understand your word. But most importantly, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love of Jesus, who bled, died, and rose for my sake and yours. We thank you for all you've done for us. Continue to use us. If we're called to go, send us. If we must stand still, give us that desire to wait. But all in all, whatever we're doing in this season, let it be for the glory, for the cause of Christ. In the sweet name of Jesus, amen. Today's episode of Elevated Vibrations, I would like to discuss the matter of shaking it off. Matthew 10:11-14 tells us, "Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in this city is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go out into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet." Now, Jesus was giving his disciples instructions on what to do when they were to enter into a city or a place, but were to find a household that was worthy, that was reputable, that had integrity, and stay there. But if that city was not, or that household was not worthy, take your peace back, shake the dust off, and move on. Under Jewish practices, it was necessary for them to shake the dust off their feet to show separation from Gentile practices. If the disciples shook the dust off of a Jewish town from their feet, it would show their separation from Jews who rejected the Messiah. Separation, a disconnection, a split, a breakup, a detachment, a division. There will be times when the believer in Christ Jesus will have to shake the dust off that stuff that's keeping you from growing spiritually. The time will come when you, as a child of God, will feel that you're being attacked by the enemy. But then, how will you be able to shake off what's holding you back? when you're under a spiritual attack, you'll feel defeated, depressed. Things seem hopeless. You feel burdened, feel disappointed. Overall, you feel like giving up. When you're under a spiritual attack, you'll feel like you've lost your spiritual desire. You find it difficult to pray. You find it hard to stay connected to other believers. When you're under a spiritual attack, you feel physically fatigued, feeling drained, no energy, no motivation. When you're under a spiritual attack from the enemy, you feel like doubting God's goodness, not believing that God will come through for you, feeling angry because you think that God has let you down in some way, shape, form, or fashion. When you're under a spiritual attack, you feel like the negative thoughts are setting in. The enemy will attack your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. You wrestle with anxiety, worrisome thoughts. The enemy wants you to think that nobody else cares for you. When you're under a spiritual attack, you feel like turning back. When you allow the enemy to place thoughts in your head that I was better off than where I am now. The enemy will lie and tempt you with the very thing that the Lord has delivered you from. When you feel like you're under attack by the enemy, you'll feel like old stuff is resurfacing. When you thought that you had dealt with and buried that thing in your life, you turn around and see that it's back again. What do? You shake it off. When you're under a spiritual attack, you'll be more attentive to the naysayers. You'll start believing what they're saying. They'll tell you that you're not good enough. They'll tell you that you don't belong here. They'll tell you that you'll never amount to anything. They'll tell you that God don't care about you. They'll tell you that you're just like your mama or daddy. They weren't worth nothing, so you won't be worth nothing. They'll tell you that you're a disgrace and that they are ashamed to be around you. They'll tell you that you don't fit in. They'll tell you that you're not worthy. Sometimes they won't even say anything to you at all. They'll just move away from you. They'll make you feel rejected. They'll make you feel like an outcast. They'll make you feel lower than the lowest. Some will even tell you that you were better off dead. Jesus the Christ tells us that when others don't believe your testimony, when they don't believe that the Lord has created you into a new creation, when they still see you as the same old person that you used to be, when they don't accept you as being a witness for the Lord, you have to shake it off and move on. Everybody that's in the church is not always a part of the church. With that being said, what I mean by that is that being a part of the body of Christ, some come to church out of habit. Some attend church in order to play the part. Some show up at church just for the sake of status quo. You may have some enter into the church house to see who's doing what and to hear the latest gossip. And some are there just because of the position that they hold or because of the title that's in front of their name. And to those of you who fall into one of these categories, Newsflash. The Lord doesn't care about your position, your title, your status in the church, nor the attention you attract. Jesus Christ cares about what you're doing constructively for the body of Christ. What are you doing for the spiritual house and not the physical house? If it's not helping to grow, if it's not helping you to grow in Christ, you got to shake it off. If it's not leading you to the greener pastures, you need to shake it off. If it's not moving you into your new season, it's time to shake it off. If it's not elevating you to a high level in your walk with the Lord, shake it off. My brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to relate to you is that if what you're holding on to is holding you back, then you need to shake it off. Everybody that's in your circle can't go where God is leading you to if the Lord then positioned them to be there. In other words, sometimes the Lord will push you into position without the assistance of those in your circle, because everybody's not qualified to go where the Lord has purposed you to be. Sometimes you have to walk alone, but only in the company of the Lord. So my friend, the moral of this message today is, if you're not being received because of your responsibilities, obligations, or your commitment to do what thus says the Lord, then you need to shake it off and move from there to where God is directing you to. Not everybody's going to accept your anointing anyway. And in closing, I'd like to humbly thank all my supporters and subscribers for the prayers, the blessings, and the words of encouragement. May the God that we serve continue to bless each and every one of you in what you're doing for the Lord. Continue to let your light shine before others, giving God all the glory, the praise, and the honor that's due to Him. I like to credit my background music entitled Wait on You, LM Styles, EpidemicSound.com. And always remember my motto, love is contagious, spread it around. Have a blessed and prosperous week in serving the Lord.